Item 10 is an application for secondary plan amendment for the South St. Boniface Area Structure Plan under file SBA 2 of 2010.
Okay, would...
Sorry about the phone call, councillors.
Would Mr. the applicant please come forward? Eric Vogan?
Hi, my name is Eric Vogan.
Eric Vogan.
Number one, Dr. David Friesen Drive.
Welcome, Eric.
You have before you an amendment to the Sage Creek Area Structure Plan, which involves a shuffling of school sites. When we originally dealt with the Louisville School Division in 04 and 05, there was a possibility that a site close to Bishop, an extension of Bishop Grandin, might be seen as of interest to the school board. Subsequent review has made it evident that a couple of sites more central would be preferred. In our last phase, phase five, we have a school site shown north of Sage Creek Boulevard at another street. South on the south side of Ward Avenue, we're proposing a second school site near the intersection of Red Lily. Essentially, what we are doing is taking a school site which was designated to the extreme north end of the site and moving it to a south central location. That is the main purpose in seeking this amendment tonight. As a consequence of that move, it became apparent to us that we're not conscious of whose sandbox we were playing in, that it would be a good idea to move a further southern school site a little further west and keep some distance between it and the second school site. As a result of this, I've been accused of mowing somebody else's grass, and you may hear from Mr. Broda tonight. We do not own his land, and indeed we have taken the liberty of showing a school site on his land. That being said, I think you are all aware that these school sites are proposed for the convenience of the school board to consider in the general area, and there is no binding requirement. Certainly, it serves as notice to all owners that a school site may be required there, and that they should always be somebody to be checked in with. However, our main purpose in appearing here tonight is to designate a site that was up near Bishop Grandin at the north end of the development to the south side of Warren Avenue. And the rest is perhaps a detail that is far too early for its time, but nonetheless, we made that request, and you may hear about that. Any other questions?
I have a few. So total of three school sites?
We had been talking with the school board over, since 04, about three school sites. Working on an idea that perhaps 1,000 to 1,500 homes per school site was appropriate.
Okay, so there's still three school sites?
We still have three school sites designated there, yes.
And the one to the extreme south?
It had been designated to be east of the hydro line, and a result of our drawing on Broda's land.
Which is west of the hydro line?
We put it west of the hydro line on that southern collector route that's shown there.
Okay. So, long story short, has anything changed considering that this is Mr. Broda's land in terms
well,
of...
Well,
I'm trying to read a letter from the Louisville School Division at the same time. Yeah. Go ahead.
I would say that if you were to look at the school site that was in the previous, the original plan, there's some question as to whether it's on the Broda land or on the Dormer land adjacent. I think it's more clearly evident that the purple dot is now on Broda's land, and there's just a little question that it is on Broda's land. And it's our fault that we proposed that without earlier discussing this with Broda's. And if the community committee sees it acceptable that third southerly dot remain on the east side of the hydro line, we're okay with that.
On the east side?
Yeah, as it was in the original plan.
Okay. So would that mean where's Mark? Would that mean an amendment to the secondary plan?
We are now seeking an amendment to the secondary plan, so I would expect that if, in fact, you chose to accept the amendment of the school site near Bishop Grand to be moved south of Ward Avenue, yet left the other site as is, then that would be a partial acceptance of that amendment, and we would be fine with that.
Councillor Swindell.
How have you treated the school sites to date? Have they been zoned as multifamily lands when the subdivision rezoning has happened, with the caveat that if they're not used as schools, they become residential or multifamily?
I cannot recall whether we zoned that the site north of Sage Creek Boulevard as multifamily or single family, but likely multifamily. And we will give the school board an option for a period of years to do that. And if they don't do it, then we would proceed with that.
In fairness, where I'm going is I'm trying to get suss out of you is how does where this dot gets placed, how does it affect land value? You know, like do you, as sort of the larger developer, the large landholder here, do you gain anything by where that dot goes? Or, you know, there's obviously a land assembly issue here that happens with Mr. Broda and whoever the other person is out there. It doesn't really, my understanding is that if these deals are, the lands are rezoned, that your zoning's still in place and the school board still has to pay the full value of the land. Is that correct?
The school board has often had an advantageous pricing mechanism from the city through old option agreements. That is largely something that's between the school board and the developer at this point. From our point of view, we own enough land and prefer to take the bigger picture that school sites are important, and whether it's in 1,000 feet to the right or the left of a certain site is not important to us. However, on a smaller piece of land, it may be seen as a bit of an impingement on their values. Although, of course, I would try and educate them otherwise.
Any questions for?
I'll probably have to do some.
David, you want to?
Just councillors, just to point out, actually, in this existing South St. Boniface area structure plan under section 5.4 school sites, when it's talking about location of school sites, the last point actually states school sites are proposed sites only and may not be developed for school purposes. School sites shall be initially zoned residential in the event that the school board does not require the site for school purposes. So even by designating a site as a school site through an amendment to the map, it is not precluding that land be developed for another use if the school board doesn't want it as a school site or chooses not to buy it. So there would be an underlying zoning of residential, and this is consistent with what's been done in other areas such as Waverly West.
What kind of residential?
Generally, I would recommend multifamily.
Multifamily?
It could be multifamily, it could be single-family residential, depending on what the surrounding context is. The area structure plan isn't specific to what type. I know when we've looked at different phases of Waverly West, there are some school sites that have been zoned single-family residential. It would occur at the DASZ process.
The land isn't transferring to the school board.
No.
It's the person who owns the land still hangs on to the land, and the school board either has to exercise the option and buy it at fair market value, or it stays in the hands of the individual, and then they have the zoning in place already.
That is correct.
Okay, so the property rights of the individual who owns the land are not doesn't change.
No.
Okay. Any more questions for Eric Hogan? Councillor Steves has a question.
So the 5-year extension to the zoning rights for the block of land with multifamily and commercial parcels to be defined by a future subdivision.
That's not before us right now.
It's not?
No.
No, that's another item.
Oh, okay, sorry.
We dealt with earlier.
My mistake.
Okay. Any other questions for Eric or Vogan? Okay, Mr. Vogan, thank you. We'll call you back.
What item was that?
Okay, in opposition, Russell Broda. as well as Joseph Broda. Russell, Joseph. Okay, one at a time. Come on down, Russell.
Good evening, councillors. I'm Russell Broda, the one who has been mentioned. I've come today to speak that I wish this amendment not to stand. There was no consultation. The school was placed on our land. This land's been in my family since 1961. My father purchased it. It's a farm. It's tagged on to the south end of Sage Creek. It's 97 acres. I currently live there with my son, Joseph, who's just going to join the reserves tomorrow. He has his intake. I'm very proud of him for that. It's just part of a trend. Qualico, I haven't seen Mr. Vogan since 2005. And decisions are being made which make this 97 acres, it hems us in. We're going to lose our connection to Lage, which we've had since 61, and that makes the property less palatable to anyone else. And then moving a school onto the land makes it less palatable. Councillor Swandell made an excellent point that, and Eric replied that, you know, we have lots of land. So why, if they have lots of land, are they placing the school on our land? As I say, we're just feeling hemmed in. We feel like we're squatting. My son and I and my sisters, we feel like we're squatting on this land. And we've been paying taxes there for many years. They've gone down recently, but they were substantive. We didn't have, you know, cottages or
what?
They've gone down a bit over the years.
Just wanted to make sure we got that on the record.
And so we gave up a lot, and you know, it's a working farm. My father was a civil engineer. My mother was a school teacher in the Louis Riel School Division for 20 years, and you know, they worked hard for this. We weren't speculators. Twice the city tried to expropriate it in the 70s, and you know, we're not part of Qualico. I spoke with the Executive Policy Committee earlier this summer. My sister flew in from Toronto just so we could speak to the planners that we were not happy losing our Lage access. Talking to other people who are interested in purchasing the land, they don't want to have to deal with Qualico and would like to have some access apart from what Qualico is going to allow us. And And so this is why I was hoping that the councillors would vote against this amendment. I spoke with the superintendent of schools and CEO of the Louis Riel School Division. I believe Councillor Vandel has his letter in front of him.
Yes.
Where he says, I must confirm without qualification that the school board approved the change to the potential school site based explicitly on the understanding that the proposed new location was situated on property currently owned by Qualico and arising from a recommendation predicated on my belief and that of my designates charged with the management of the relevant portfolio that the proposed site was owned or managed by Qualico. They were quite upset at the Louis Riel School Division this, shall I say, dishonesty they feel party to it, and I think that Superintendent Boris makes that clear in his letter dated November the 8th. I have copies if anyone wants.
Mr. Broda, I mean, I appreciate your frustration, but dishonest is a strong word.
I quote the superintendent when I say dishonest. It's not a word that I would have used myself.
Okay. I don't see that word in his letter. But,
I asked him if I could say that, and he said yes.
Okay, so question. What you're asking for is to the most southerly school location be relocated to its original location.
I'm all in favor of schools, just not
not on your land.
Not on my land, yes. I live there.
Okay. Councillor Swindell.
Doctor, I want to make sure we obviously there's a communication issue between yourself and Qualico or Mr. Vogan or whoever. The communication hasn't been happening, and we do a lot of stuff here with Qualico, in particular with Mr. Vogan. I don't think there's any intent to do that.
He was very gracious, yes.
And, so I just want to make sure that we say that clearly. I look at this, I don't think. And I know that the placement of that dot, as far as the area structure plan goes, it doesn't have an impact on the value of your land. That land is already in the area structure plan, right? Piece of me is going like, well, if everybody sits down together, the planners, Qualico, the Brodas sit down together and they understand what these mechanisms are. And they do it with some civil discourse, we may not be having this conversation. I think we've just missed the civil discourse in here.
I'm sorry that I've been construed as being uncivil. I did not intend to.
No, not you. I'm saying that there should be some, like, the parties just got to come together so that with the help of our planners, everybody understands what this area structure plan and the designation of this school means as far as land and land rights and values goes.
I haven't seen Mr. Vogan since 2005. He hasn't made any approach to us. He is negotiating through amendments and structural plans, leaving us with one logical buyer. And I'm here on a point of principle I live there. It belongs to my family, and someone says we're going to put a school on it. Thank you very much, and that's the end of the conversation. It's the principle. I understand that there might not be a school there, might not affect the property value, might not affect whether someone else is interested in the land, but there's a principle at stake here.
Okay, thank you. You've made your point very clear. Are there any other questions? Hearing none. In opposition, Joseph Broda. Fair enough. And good luck tomorrow. Okay. That's it. Is there any other people who haven't filled out one of these that would like to? Don't see anybody. That's good. Eric Vogan. So it seems to me, Eric, that if we move that most southerly school site to the east side of the hydro right-of-way, that everyone's fine with that.
I think so.
Okay. Anything you'd like to add?
No, just that Councillor Swindell's right. We should have entered into some civil discourse with the Broda family prior to this, and we slipped up.
Okay. Any questions? Okay. So I'm ready to move some motions. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
Where are we here? I'll move the or can Councillor Steeves take the chair?
Sure.
I move the receipt of representations be concluded.
Favor, opposed, carried. The report of